The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathus Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our guest, you heard the song, We Built This City, and I think maybe he did. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today,
Meg? I'm pretty good mood today. I don't know what's going on. It's hump day, but I'm feeling pretty good and excited to hear about what you're doing. And I said to him as soon as he walked in, I said, I don't know how you guys are doing it in this heat.
Oh, it has definitely been hot, but it's not as hot as it always is. I mean, sometimes it's hotter than this. It's not so bad out there.
Listen to that. So cool. It's not so bad.
Well, we've had some pretty hot summers in Florida, so growing up doing this, you get kind of get used to it after
well, that,
a while.
Yeah, that is true, but to be in there doing that construction, my hat's off to you.
Oh, so. That's where it is. And I'll tell you, the guys that do the new construction, the houses with no AC in them at all, those be burning up in there. Anytime we floor new houses for builders, it's always, those are the hottest jobs for sure, because most times you have nothing in there, you know, you have no AC, and a lot of times you have no power. You might have a temporary pole out front, but you don't have no power to plug fans in.
That's true,
So those definitely get pretty hot, for sure.
I can imagine.
I feel for them guys, for sure.
Yes, it's because you're the boss and you don't have to be out there.
Well, because we do a lot of new construction, but I don't do them every day.
Like there you
the guys
go.
That do it every day, you know. So we may do, you know, two or three new construction houses a week. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, two or three days a week, we may be in a homeowner house with AC, you know.
Right.
But there's a lot of crews that specialize in just doing, you know, new construction, wiring, plumbing, framing, things like that. And they do that all day, every day, you know. So that's just part of the business.
Well, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is your opportunity in the next half hour to ask questions. If you've been thinking about remodeling, got questions about flooring, construction, there's so many areas that he is an expert on. I mean, that's what this is, the Pensacola Expert Panel. All you have to do is text in at 850-437-1620. So you've had a sale going on.
Go ahead. And so I was just going to say, because I know sometimes we get new listeners. I'm Jonathan Cook. I'm the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So like Meg said, if you have any questions, feel free to call in. Anything about flooring or just any construction questions in general, feel free to text in, and we'd like to have those questions and answer them. And if you don't get us on air today, you can always call our office after the show, and it's 850-332-5905.
And you have a showroom because you do flooring. Yep. Talk about where you're located and the hours, that kind of thing, in case somebody wanted to come out.
Right. So we're on Palafox Street. We're one block south of 9 Mile Road. So kind of like old Palafox 9 Mile right there, but it's 9320 North Palafox is the address. And we're open every day, 9 to 5. And so I say every day, 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. We're not open Sundays, but Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. And then you can call us anytime, you know, if you're going to be running late or you're not going to make it in time, and we're open up by appointment pretty much anytime. Like I have a customer tomorrow where I'm meeting at 7 a.m. because that's the only time he can, you know, with his work schedule. And he wanted to meet at 7 at night. And I was like, let's do it in the morning. Let's do it 7 a.m. in the morning. So so anytime, you know, if you can't make it, you can always set an appointment up with us. And we can pretty much accommodate any schedule at that point.
Well, that's great, because what they do is they'll do a consultation with you. If you have a thought that you're thinking about remodeling or something you're working on, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and so every Tuesday and Thursday we do estimates, and they're all free estimates and consultations. And I think that's where a lot of people miss it, because they think, okay, well, you know, I'm not ready to do this right now, so they may wait. Mm-hmm. When I tell people, just go ahead and get an estimate. Because a lot of times, one, the price doesn't change a lot, you know, from you know, say the estimate's good for 60 days, but 90 days from now, it's most likely going to be the same price. And if it does vary, it's just by a little bit. It's not a lot, you know. And the other reason is because a lot of times people will get an estimate, and it may be a lot cheaper than you think it's going to be.
True, that's true.
Maybe more expensive than you think it's going to be. But you know, somebody that's not in the business and they're just guessing, and they're like, oh, well, you know, putting new floors in my house can be $20,000. I go out and do appointments like that all the time, and I'm like, it's not going to be no nowhere near that much.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be able to afford to do it, or you may apply for our financing and do it through our financing. There's so many different options today that it's always good to just start with a consultation, see where you're at, and then make an educated decision. You can even do pieces, you know, mm-hmm. so like we're going to do an estimate and I can break it down by the room and say, okay, well, the living room's this much, the kitchen's this much, and you can do it by piece.
Right.
And sometimes that even works out good for us. Like if somebody's living there and they have a lot of furniture, it may be easier just to do like the main area and then come back and do one bedroom at a time. So I say there's so many different options and routes you can go with it. It's always good to just go ahead and call and get a free estimate.
Well, I was surprised actually at how quickly you get things done, because when I first met you, I think, oh gosh, getting a new floor is going to be weeks.
Right.
And you said you could do it in a day or two.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And sometimes we'll be in a house, it might be 3 or 4 days for floors, but in a lot of times we get it done in a couple of days, usually about 2 days if it's a, you know, if it's an occupied house.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an empty house, a lot of times we can do it in 1 day. But if it's occupied house, I mean, you could be anywhere from 2 to 4 days. But it shouldn't be weeks long unless you're talking about like a lot of demo, like taking tile up or hardwood. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes that will take a little while. But just your basic install, you shouldn't be that inconvenienced for too long.
Okay, well, one of the things, we're getting lots of questions coming in, so one of the things I know that you're an expert on is flooring. So we got a question here this morning, Jonathan. Is it possible to still buy traditional wood flooring? I realize it would be more expensive than the veneer flooring, but it's what I grew up with.
Right, and so, I mean, I tell people all the time, I say, wood is timeless. Vinyl plank is trendy right now. Tile lasts for a while. We saw epoxy was really trendy, and then a laminate was trendy in the early 2000s. But wood is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Wood has been around since the beginning of houses being built, and it's still around today, and it gets sanded down, refinished, looks great. So yes, you can still buy just unfinished 3/4 inch wood. You can get birch or oak or even pine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to install it and then sand it and then, stain it and shellac
it. But you do all of that.
So we don't do the staining and shellac.
Oh, okay.
So when it comes to like sanding and refinishing, a lot of times we refer that out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trindles is one company that comes to mind in Pensacola, and that's all they do is sanding and staining and hardwood like that. But I do agree that 3/4 inch hardwood like that is a good product for sure, and it will hold up. And you can get pre-engineered wood that's already sanded and stained, and then you just install that. And that's mostly what we do when it comes mm-hmm. to the wood.
And then there's the vinyl plank that everybody's
right,
been talking about.
Yes. But to answer the question, you absolutely can still get that wood. There's not a lot of places around that sell it, but mm-hmm. You can still get that wood.
Would you consider it to be more expensive or less expensive?
Oh, it's definitely more expensive.
Because you have all the processes.
Right.
Okay.
But just buying the wood itself isn't cheap. Because you think when you get like a pre-engineered wood, you're getting a wood veneer. So it's like a, 1/8 inch or 3/16ths of an inch wood veneer on top of like a laminated core.
Oh, okay.
When you're getting solid hardwood, that's 3/4 inch thick of solid hardwood. So you're getting, say, 10 times the amount of wood, so it's more expensive.
Right.
When they do like the pre-engineering, you got the wood veneer on top of it, they can take one piece of wood and make, 10 boards with just that small veneer.
Right.
So that's why the real hardwood actually is much more expensive. But the offset to that, it does last a long time. You can sand it down, refinish it, things like that. So it has a lot of pros and cons to it,
Okay, there's a lot. So as you can see, he is the expert here on Pensacola's Expert Panel, 850-437-1620. Got a lot of questions coming in. This is kind of an interesting one. How do you decide what your profit margin is per job?
So that is interesting. So so to be honest, we don't really do a profit margin per job. So I just do a total. So if we start the month with, $50,000, we want to end the month with a profit, but with that being said, how I price my jobs, so if I take a job on, say, we're going to put floors in this house for $7,000, we have to put floors in for $7,000. It doesn't matter what the profit margin is at that point, but if we get into it and we find out, okay, our materials more is taking our guys this long, based off how long it takes us is what I set our price per square foot at,
mm-hmm.
To make a profit margin. So I would say, generally I try to be around 20% profit is where I like to end up. But I mean, I take jobs on sometimes and it takes longer or costs more than you think, and you might only make 5 or 10%, and vice versa. You take jobs on and you get it done a lot faster and you might make 30%. Because a lot of times it does come down to just time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is one of the biggest things in a job, but with your payroll of how long it takes the guys to get it done, you know. So I try to be 20% to answer the question, but you could easily be at 10% or 30 either way.
Okay.
Depends on the house. You know, every house is so different.
Sure, of course. Okay, we got some great questions coming in. Here's one that we get into the flooring discussion. What's a good vinyl plank brand that looks like wood?
So I use, I like Southwind's products. They're not a big name brand like Mohawk or Shaw, or King and Boltman, one of those, but Southwind's has been around for a long time. They were a carpet mill back in the 80s. And then in the early 2000s, when vinyl plank started becoming more popular, they started getting into it. And I feel like I get a better product for the same price as like some of your big name brands.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, that's what I have in my house, because you can get a good 8 millimeter product and you're paying roughly what you would pay for a 6 millimeter if you were using a top name brand, you know. In today's world, that's so much of our flooring comes from the same places.
Right.
I don't care who you're buying it from. If it's, you know, Shaw, Mohawk, King, Boltman, Southwinds, it's all being made in the same factories. There's a handful of factories and they're making it for 90% of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So really all your buy-in is the company that's going to stand behind it. That's all it comes down to, because they're both buying the product from the same place and reselling it. And how much of a profit margin they want. When you have a name brand, they have a higher profit margin they're trying to make because of their name.
Right.
When you can get some of the smaller companies, and I feel like you get a better product and for the same price or less.
Okay, you know? Great. Great questions coming in. Got another one for you. What is the best moisture barrier to put underneath my house to stop a moisture problem?
So that's
this heat and the humidity.
Right. That is a really good question. So, and that's where a lot of people do miss that, because I'm glad she said that, because you need to put a moisture barrier under the house, not just under the floor, but actually on the ground. So what we will do is we use a 6 mil plastic, and you can buy it just at Lowe's, and you can get a 20 foot wide by 100 foot long roll of plastic. And then we will use stakes and, you know, like basically big nails, and then we will pin it down under the house. But that will stop the moisture from getting out of the ground and coming up and getting on the subfloors. So a 6 mil plastic is what you want. And then you got to make sure you pin it down, because what happens is I see people, they're going to the house and they're lay plastic and put a moisture barrier down.
Mm-hmm.
And then rain comes and water gets under the house and it moves that plastic all around.
Right.
So that plastic needs to be pinned down good.
Okay.
And then just make sure you have good ventilation around the house so that you can get airflow through there. And you should be fine with that.
Okay. And then I had another question here. Was asking kind of along the same lines. All of us are concerned about the heat. So they were saying, do you also help with insulation? Are there ways that insulation can help with the heat issue? And because they said, I don't think my house is cooling
right.
in this heat.
So there's a lot of stuff you can do with the insulation. And so you can always call us for an estimate. We'll come out and look at it, because there's so many different ways you can go about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can call our office, 850-332-5905, and have us come out and look at it. But to answer the question, so some people will try to insulate underneath the house, thinking that that will help and cut down on the power bill.
Right.
And then a lot of times it can actually do more damage to the house than what it's worth, because of that moisture that comes up that we're talking about with stopping
mm-hmm.
it. So if you have insulation under there and that moisture comes up and gets in that insulation, or just sit there and hold it, keep your subfloors wet and rot them out. So you really want to insulate the attic, because heat rises.
Oh, okay,
so
of
you
course.
Really want to insulate the attic more so than anything. So you can do a sprayed-in insulation in your attic, and it's very reasonable. It's not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I say reasonable, you're probably around a couple of dollars a square foot, $2 a square foot. If you got a 1,000-square-foot house, you're probably looking at $2,000 or $2,500. To get it done. So when I say reasonable about that price,
mm-hmm.
The second thing you look at is your windows and doors, because obviously we want to insulate the walls really good, but unless we're tearing all the walls down to get to them, we can't really do that. But your windows and doors, you know, that's where you lose a lot of your heat and air at.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do need to insulate the walls and you don't want to gut the whole inside of your house, you can re-side it. Oh, really? So we can do an insulation board on the outside, exterior wall, and inside over it. And we can get the walls insulated that way without having to gut the entire inside of the house. So that's why I say you can always call for an estimate, because there is a lot of options to it, and a lot of different ways you can go about it and take them one at a time. You can start with, like, you know, doing the doors and windows or blowing insulation in the attic and see how that changes your power bill and how that helps affect it.
Wow, that's a great question and some very interesting answers, some options I didn't know, of course, know anything about. Talking with Jonathan Cook, he's our expert on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. They're located at 9320 North Palafox Street, and you can call the office at 850-332-5905 if you have questions. We got more questions for you this morning, so I hope you're ready.
Let's go.
Okay, I pulled out my carpet, done with carpet and replaced it with vinyl plank, and we love it. So they wanted to say that they loved it. And this was a person that was asking about the vinyl plank brand. So that's, talk about the advantages of it now, because that is really popular, right?
It is. And because, so what a lot of people don't realize with carpet, because I'll go in people's house all the time and they'd be like, oh, I try to vacuum my carpet and keep it clean. When dirt gets in your carpet, it goes through the carpet and gets to the pad. It's almost impossible to get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So when people have dirty carpet, a lot of times it's not that they're cleaning it or vacuuming it. A lot of times it's just because that sand or dirt has gotten through the carpet and down to the pad, and it's almost impossible to get it out. And so that's why we're seeing a much bigger push towards, you know, hard surfaces, floors, over the last, you know, 20 years. When, you know, in the 80s and 90s was more carpet. And that's just evolving and learning. You know, as we evolve and we're like, hey, this is a better quality floor, it lasts a lot longer and holds up. And also just improvements on hard surface, because you didn't have so many options 20 years ago.
Right.
You might have had, like, ceramic tile, like he's talking about the original hardwood or sheet vinyl. You didn't have a laminate and vinyl plank and SPC products and things like that. So as we've evolved, I'd say, you know, tearing carpet out and putting hard surface is just a natural, just so naturally evolving to a better product.
Okay, I've got one that came in from the beach. So we were out on the beach. We have tile all through our house, but we're tired of it and it's gotten scratched up. Would vinyl plank work on the beach?
It would. So that's actually when I was saying I have an appointment at 7 a.m. That's when I have an appointment, because I have one on the beach out there.
Tile was so popular on the beach because it was just, you could wipe it clean. You know,
right,
it was very easy.
Clean
to,
and also it's waterproof.
Right.
So that's the big thing about it. You know, wood's not really going to hold up to water. And so tile was really one of our, like, only options. And you would even see, like, in the condo buildings, when they build new buildings out there, like a Portofino, they would tile the whole building.
Right.
Most builders don't tile because it's more expensive.
Mm-hmm. But we always had tile in the kitchen and the bathroom.
Right, right. But on the beach, you see a lot more of that tile because, and it's not because the builders want to spend all this money, it's because they don't have a lot of options at that point. You know, something that's going to hold up with the water and things like that. So now we do have those options, though. We do have vinyl plank, and we got so many different products of it. And the thing about it is, it's a fraction of the cost of tile.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
See, I would think it'd be more expensive because it was newer.
No, because all the labor to put tile down is so much. It takes so long. I mean, we will spend, you know, 3 to 4 times the amount of time. So it's like, if we could vinyl plank it in a day, it probably takes 4 days to tile it.
No kidding.
Like I was talking about, that time on your profit margin, that labor is where you're spending all the money at, you know? So in some cases you can buy, you know, tile cheaper than vinyl plank, but when you add all your thin set and grout and moisture barrier and labor and, you know, you're not going to save any money. It's going to be considerably more money.
Wow.
So now that we have other options, you know, like vinyl plank is 100% waterproof, holds up to the moisture well. It's a fraction of the cost, and you know, 10 years from now, if you don't like it, you can pull it out, replace it, and you probably still have spent less on both of them than you would have spent in tile in the beginning.
Okay, I'm sold. If someone was interested, there's different styles too. They could come to your showroom to take a look.
There's so many different styles, yes.
And to pick it.
I mean, that's really why we have a showroom, because I can't really just come out and say, like, oh, let's put vinyl plank in your house. We have a 6,000 square foot showroom, and there's so many different ones these days that you really need a big showroom to showcase it all. And people come in, they're like, oh, you have such a big selection. I'm like, I don't even feel like we have the biggest selection, to be honest, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we do have a lot to look at. And occasionally somebody will come in and they will bring us something they find somewhere else. And they're like, hey, I found this at this store, and and it's something we don't have, and then we will look into it and get it for them. So even if they come to our store and they don't find something they want, which most times they do, they can always shop anywhere and bring us a product and say, hey, this is what I really want. Because sometimes people will try to describe it to you. And it's kind of hard to really tell, you know, until they bring it in.
Yeah.
But we can pretty much get anything.
Okay. So if you want to step over to the showroom, you can do that. They're located at, let's see, I have it right here, 9320 North Palafox That's Street. It. There you go.
Yeah. Palafox and 9 Mile.
There you go. Palafox and 9 Mile. So one of the questions that came in too, are there new things on the horizon with flooring styles or types of flooring? Because we said we went from wood to tile to vinyl plank.
Right.
What's next?
So you're seeing most of your factories are trying to push a laminate now.
Oh.
So it's laminate's what we used to have.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the difference?
Right, so laminate's more of a press board core. So what the difference is what the center of the flooring is, the core is made out of, which a laminate was more press board, so when it got wet, it swelled up. With vinyl plank is an SPC or WCP, which is stone shavings or plastic shavings. So we went from press board to stone or plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference in the two of them. The reason we're going back to a laminate, so you have so many different factories that have now started trying to re-engineer laminate because obviously they want to sell their products too. And so they have been re-engineering it into some hybrid products that are waterproof. So we've been seeing a whole line of a laminate come out that's waterproof, kind of like vinyl plank to compete with it. And a lot of times those are good things for us. You know, when we have other companies come out with products that compete with what we have, that's just a free market and that helps bring price down anytime you have competition. So I would think over the next couple of years, I think we're going to see more and more laminate coming back to the market. But it's going to be a different kind of laminate. It's going to be waterproof and also the finish on it. So, it used to have a lot thinner finish as far as the acrylic finish on it. But most of it, they're now doing an acrylic bead, which actually holds up to like wear patterns and scratches and pets and things like that. So they've really re-engineered a lot of it.
So interesting. You're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Great text coming in, 850-437-1620. Before we go, just a couple minutes left, but I did want to reiterate that you do have a sale going on right now.
We do. And so that's going to go all the way through this weekend. So,
the patriotic sale.
Right. And when I say the weekend, you just get Saturday, Friday and Saturday, because we're going to be we'll be closed Sunday unless you make an appointment. But yeah, so it's 20% off all American-made products. And I think you'll be pretty happy if you go look at them and see the different selection of the American-made products. There's so many different variations and sizes and thicknesses and colors that there really is something there for everybody. But that's going to go through this weekend, so it's 20% off. And then you can check it out at 9320 North Palafox Street. Or you can always call and set up an appointment at 850-332-5905.
Okay, got one more text that came in. So how much do you charge to come out and do an evaluation?
So that's free. Yeah, it's completely free. Yeah, so it's consultation and or estimate. Sometimes we just come out and do a consultation and just talk to you about your different options, and we want to write an estimate if you don't want one yet. You know, if you say I haven't decided what I want to do. Or sometimes I'll come out and I'll just go ahead and write an estimate for different options. So, well, let me write you a couple different options. And that way you just have something to look at and plan towards.
Right.
And then we can make changes to that.
Well, I love that you do the line item so you can see exactly what something costs you and say, well, we can actually move the furniture ourselves.
And I think that's so important because even I'm that way at my own house. Like if I'm getting somebody to do something, I want to know what I'm spending money on because I might want to do some of it myself, and take that off. And also it's just easier. It's easier for somebody to feel good about spending the money if they know what they're spending it on.
Absolutely.
Like I'm that way. I don't mind spending money if I know what I'm spending my money on, you know?
I don't like these sort of broad, and it's going to cost this and you have no idea.
I don't want this broad estimate. It's like, it's $10,000 to remodel the bathroom. Well, what am I getting for $10,000?
Right, exactly,
you know?
Right.
So that's important.
We're out of time. Once again, thanks everybody for texting in. It's been great. Some great questions this morning. Again, your address, how they can reach you.
Yeah, so they can come by our showroom, 9320 North Palafox Street. They can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or they can just give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Thanks, Jonathan.
And if they have any questions, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Yes, thanks so much, Jonathan. This is Pep Talk.